reunited with their exes, and they've got some short people to thank.
And did Tom Sandoval go too far at the Vanderpump Rules reunion?
Plus, later, we're chopping it up with Da Vinci and Adriana Alexis from the new movie, Real Love.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
So, all right, Brad, what's up first?
Okay, Gary, in case y'all didn't know, it's Pride Month. Happy Pride, everybody! But it's one person who isn't too happy about it, and that's Justin Bieber's dad, Jeremy.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh,
Jeremy tweeted out a meme of a rainbow flag with the words, "Don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence." Jeremy, who has 4 kids, honey, with 3 different women, deleted the tweet after Twitter ripped him a new one, which they should have. Thank you, Twitter. Mm-hmm. People said he leeches off of his son's fame, and one person even called him a nepo daddy.
Oh. Wow.
Not a nepo daddy.
Nepo daddy.
Like you benefit off the fact that your kid is popping.
He did end up posting a half-ass apology, but it's too late now to say sorry. What y'all think?
Yeah, pretty much, because the sorority don't forget.
Okay. No, they do
we
not.
We sure damn don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think his, not that I'm trying to defend him, but I saw there was a popular meme that said, wishing homophobes a very uncomfortable month.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So I think that that was his response to it, but they were attacking homophobes. So by you posting that, you kind of told on yourself.
Why say anything? How about just shut up?
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more.
Right.
Say less. Mm-hmm.
Truly, like, one of the first lessons we all learn as, like, a young child is, like, if you don't have nothing nice to say,
right.
say everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I thought you say everything.
That's not how it goes. My favorite thing is how, man, the internet will get up in your business so quick to find out that Jeremy Bieber has, like, 3 kids from 3 different baby mamas.
Okay.
Like, come on now.
And they will dig deeper, so you better chill out.
Okay.
Yeah. They go way back to your high school years.
You got to taste the rainbow.
Remember that DD you had?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, last night was the 3rd and final part of the Vanderpump Rules reunion. Yes, they pumped it for all it was worth. Really proud of that one. And possibly the most controversial moment came when Andy Cohen asked Tom Sandoval if he had slept with anyone else after his affair with Raquel started. Check this out.
Sandoval, have you slept with anyone else?
You know who he did sleep with after him and Raquel started sleeping together? Me.
Yeah, she kept her t-shirt on. It was really hot.
Boy!
Yeah.
That's cute.
She kept her t-shirt on. Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I mean,
it works for Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
y'all I mean, you can't deny it or regret it.
Yeah,
it's kind of dope.
It changes
it up a little bit,
right?
I mean, I keep my underwear on, so what's the damn difference, honey?
He even has the mustache for the villainy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon villain.
My guy looks like he's about to tie up that girl and put her on the railroad tracks.
Yeah. You know, like a white Steve Harvey.
Put that big old thing on his face.
Not a white Steve Harvey.
But do y'all care if your partner keep a piece of clothing on? I mean, isn't it healthy?
But my thing is, like, I think for them, they're all upset because obviously he's just spreading himself wide amongst the cast. Mm-hmm. So I think it's even deeper than the whole t-shirt.
Yeah, he's
moment.
Upsetting everybody even more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. And then his response was like, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
All y'all let me smash anyway.
Okay. He's out here Vanderpump and dumping.
Exactly.
Just like, it's great.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Really living up
I like
the name.
To keep my Tims on sometimes.
Tell us more.
Everybody's got a thing. Everyone's got a thing, okay?
Yeah, yeah. What you like
What's
to keep on tan?
I also keep my Tims on.
I think you got some cowboy boots.
Yeah, I sure do.
I got some Jimmy Choo's.
Lord, well, moving on, y'all. We got another reunion to tell you guys all about, and this wasn't televised. So check this out. The Carr Jenners were brought together with their exes, and it's all thanks to their kids. Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner were reunited with Tristan Thompson and Travis Scott at the pre-K graduation for their daughters, True and Stormy. Word on the street is that they were all cordial with one another. And get this, even Blac Chyna, a.k.a. Angela White, was also in attendance for her with her daughter because Dream was also graduating too.
Ooh.
Chyna apparently didn't mingle with the rest of the gang, and it's not clear if Dream's dad, Rob Kardashian, was there or not. What y'all think about this?
It's the coolest rage test possible.
Yeah.
If Blac Chyna has really turned over that new leaf, because if there was ever a place to possibly get it popping, it would have been at graduation
because
she set it off at Disney World one time.
Okay.
So, that wasn't off the table.
She's not happy with them for losing that love.
I know.
Okay. No. But also, you know what? She's turning over a new leaf. She's Angela White now. So I think she's probably just minding herself when she's out in public,
that's
period.
Good.
Yeah.
It's messed up that they don't even know for sure if Rob was there or not.
Yo, that's so mad. Where
I need y'all to care about Rob Kardashian.
No,
yeah. Please and thank you.
No, seriously.
Yeah. Go check on him.
Where we need
is
to
he?
Find Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, then. Where is he these days?
He just don't want to be a part of the whole shenanigans.
Yeah. Exactly, you know, poor thing.
I'm sure his mom will keep him straight with the bread. And
because he's not selling socks anymore. So no,
how is his sock business? Did you ever buy socks?
Well, he's probably using them for personal reasons.
They still sell them?
No, I haven't seen any of that. So.
He could sell TJ witness Max. Protection program
okay,
services.
The way
man
he
can disappear.
My God.
Well, baby, honey, we didn't see Dish coming now. So NBA star Mr. Zion Williamson, honey, didn't get much, y'all. He didn't get much time to celebrate being a girl dad before being dragged, honey, online by his side chick, baby, popular porn star, Miss Mariah Mills, honey. Oh, so did y'all hear about this, Jesse?
So the drama kicked off when Zion's girlfriend, Akima, posted pics of the couple's gender reveal party. And this set off the alarm bells for Mariah, who took to Twitter to air out all they dirty laundry.
Oh.
She tweeted this, "Better pray I'm not pregnant too, because I'm definitely late at Zion Williamson." Then she wrote, "I let you have sex with me so many times without a condom, and this is what you do to me? Hood rat does that CPN." Oh, is she accusing him of fraud?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Zion's girlfriend seems unbothered, but the Mariah tweets go on and on and on, but we don't have time for all that. I mean, what do you guys think about this?
What happened
to side chicks being on the side and being quiet?
Porn star side chicks aren't going to be quiet if they're not continue to be paid.
This boy is 22 years old, got $200-something million, girl.
Yeah, $213 million.
And this girl
million.
Was a stripper, honey, the girl who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, this girl made sure they said she didn't got pregnant. They said she quit her job and everything, honey. So.
Oh, so he has a type.
Yeah, he got a type,
she got
honey.
To go
What's Period. Wrong with having a type? And what's wrong with that type looking like it could work on a pole?
At least on the upside, hopefully Mariah will be back out here doing scenes because she's got to dry out here.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You're making my stomach
Mariah got to go back to work.
But let me ask y'all something for the men's.
Uh-oh.
When y'all are
for
cheating.
For the men's.
Yeah, for the men's. When y'all are cheating, why don't y'all cap
Use
it
a
up?
Rubber?
Yeah.
Because they dumb.
Caps.
They want to feel, and right. That's what's so stupid
yeah,
about
y'all
it.
Like
the way it works
putting
is
putting caps on your bottles.
You're going to use a condom the first time, and then the second time, like, you didn't die, then you go for it.
When you're
and either time, you can get sick.
Yeah, it's terrible logic.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just the logic.
I'm not defending
guys
it. Have you ever worn, like, gloves and washed your hands?
Yes.
And you know, you can.
But don't they
wait.
Make, but don't they make,
It's almost like you didn't wash your hands.
It's almost like.
Wow. All right,
now, Brad, I can't wait to watch another episode of Brad Loves Judy now. Give us the lowdown on what we can be expecting tonight.
Oh, man, tonight I get some devastating news from my doctor. It is crazy. I've learned so much about pregnancy and IVF, and the journey has been one hell of a ride. So check it out tonight. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be good. It's going to have you on the edge of your seat. I don't know what else to tell you. Just tune in to WeTV tonight, 9/8 Central. Brad Loves Judy. Thank
Period.
You.
It's one of those rare times it's going to be a spoiler alert because I think you're going to be okay.
Me too.
All right, y'all. Up next, Drew Barrymore claps back at those who claim she wishes her mom was dead.
Oh,
I know. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you better get your facts right when it comes to Drew Barrymore, child, because she ain't playing with you, or she's going to cuss you out.
Oh,
okay, here's the deal. In the interview, Drew talked about the strained relationship she's still trying to figure out with her and her mom, Jade Barrymore, and how she doesn't have the luxury of moving on from the hurt like people whose parents have already died. Now, y'all already know the tabloids had a field day with this one and published articles and titles like, "Drew cannot wait until her mom is dead." Well, Drew had time today, baby, to clap back at the press, y'all. Listen to this.
To all you tabloids out there, you have been with my life since I was 13 years old. I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? Don't twist my words around or ever say that I wish my mother was dead. I have never said that. I never would.
Oh, wow.
She meant that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you know, Drew Barrymore don't raise the threat level above 7.
Right.
Baby,
as soon as I saw that finger go up, that finger go up, baby, when I saw that finger go up, that's how I knew my sister was not
It's the no makeup, no hair, yeah. like, these are my at-home glasses. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about this.
Right.
She was so mad, I thought she was gonna start it off like Tupac. First off, you know, like...
right? Like, black women be like, hold up, first of all.
What we not gonna do.
I got time today.
Okay.
Oh, you know, my favorite one is, you know what, let me tell y'all something.
Right.
No, mine is look, bitch. Right. Hold on.
Okay. All right, y'all, it is time for a... Okay, this one's complicated. A man named Raj Renu wrote an article about remarrying after his first wife, Nim, passed away from cancer. Mm. Now, before Nim passed away, she made Raj swear that he would never remarry. Of course, Raj, being overwhelmed with sadness, he agreed that he would never. Well, fast forward to 2020, Raj met his now current wife, Parm, and the two blended their families and married last year. Mm. Raj says now he doesn't feel bad about marrying Parm, and she helps keeps Nim's legacy alive for his three daughters. So, would you guys remarry if you had promised your dying spouse not to?
You should never say never.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, he is dead ass wrong for that.
Really?
Yes, yeah. He's dead ass wrong. He promised her.
She was dying.
And that's what's wrong with me is now. Exactly. Y'all be promising stuff, promise. And y'all don't be holding on to your promise. Hey, Exactly. Hold on to your promise.
But here's the thing. Let's just imagine if this guy didn't remarry and he finally goes up to heaven and then, like, Nim done found somebody up there in heaven.
Once you go to the afterlife, you do what you want.
Exactly. Really? Yeah, that's a whole new world.
I am never making this promise.
Don't nobody come back to say what happened.
Exactly.
When you said his wife Nim died, I thought you meant, like, a bunch of people died.
His wife Nim? Bye.
Bye. Wife and Nim.
Bye.
What happened? Was it an accident?
You know, there's Nim and then there's all of them.
She wasn't black.
Wife and Nim.
Man.
Good night, y'all. Well, up next, child, Adriana Alexis and Da Vinci were recently in the studio at Dish Nation right here, dishing all about their new film based on Mary J. Blige's songs. And we had that fun interview right after the break.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey.
All right, y'all, we have two special guests here in the building, and you know both of them from being in popular shows like BMF, 13 Reasons Why, All American Empire, and many more. Let's give it up for Adriana Alexis and Da Vinci! Hey. Now, you both star in two movies inspired by Mary J. Blige's biggest hits, Real Love and Strength of a Woman on Lifetime. What can viewers expect to see?
Oh, baby, you in for a surprise. I think it's going to be so dope. It's going to be so exciting. It's really going to take you on a journey of, you know, transitioning from college into adulthood. And so as actors, can I say this for you? It was a bit of a challenge, but it was very fun to kind of make that transition and kind of dig in our toolbox.
So now, Adriana, what was it like working with Mary J. Blige? And I mean, did she let you wear any of her boots?
not yet, Mary, but send me some, girl. I'm gonna put them on. Yeah. You know what's so crazy?
What?
Y'all. I haven't met Mary, but I'm so excited to meet her.
She's everything.
Yeah, but, you know, we've been in the same building working. We just haven't had the time to fully connect yet. So I'm so excited to see her. But I did watch her perform at the Strength of a Woman Fest, and she killed it. So.
You know, and Mary's songs don't just appeal to the ladies. I mean, Da Vinci, Adriana, like, you know, what other two songs, you know, besides the two ones that are in the movies, that you could actually, like, see being turned into a movie?
I think My Life. Hey. I think that one. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
What about what's 411. People always forget that was a bop.
Yeah, that was a bop.
I think those rappers appreciated
it more.
Mm-hmm. Low key, and I hate to say it, but I would have chosen Real Love. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Like, that's my favorite song. So it's such a blessing for me to be like, dang, I'm in it, because I would have chose that one.
I would have, if it was been me, I would have chosen I'm Going Down.
I forgot about that one.
That would have been a good one.
don't listen.
So now, Da Vinci. Now, honey, we have a segment called Da Vinci.
Yo, this is wild.
No fun when I've got a gun.
Now, we have a segment called Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And I did a little snooping through your IG and found a photo looking a little trappish.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, my God,
okay.
God.
Yeah,
let me see.
No, that was just me living my best life.
Like,
was it off guard?
I was just working out. And then it was a shot that was, I was like, you know what? This is a cool shot. Post it. Oh. And I was like, never doing it again. Like,
you think for one second that you was gonna kill him with this one? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I would just like, let me post because it's like work.
Gotcha.
Like, you gotta use your social medias for engagement. So I'm just like,
hopefully that draws people to watch Real Love and Strength of a Woman, y'all. He may take his shirt off.
Yeah, but it's never intentional. I don't like all that attention.
So you don't do the thirst trap and you just took the picture and posed.
Yeah, that's why you don't see it.
It's good publicity though. The women love it, and Gary, you know.
Well. I mean, I appreciate the support, Gary, but the thing is, it's just like, yeah, I just can't post because I think it just starts making people like sexualize you too much, and you get the wrong kind of attention.
Oh, you think they sexualize you from watching BMF and watching you on TV?
I got one eye, man.
The women ain't looking at that.
If the chicks are still on you and you got one eye,
I mean, well, that's a good point, but I think when you put it out there like that, like it's kind of like if a girl, if all she's doing is like ass shots, poses, and stuff like that, then the guy's only gonna look at her for her reproductive organ. But if I keep taking my shirt off in every picture, then when moment people see me, they're just gonna overly sexualize me.
Now, before we head out, we would like to play a game with you called Same Damn Time. You will need to answer these questions at the same time. Oh, are y'all ready?
Both of us?
All right, we gotta
Yeah. Yep.
You ready?
Asia, all right. Yeah. On the set of BMF, which one of your castmates is usually late?
Asiana.
Y'all know he's late.
Out of the two of you, who has the best singing voice?
Asiana.
Asiana.
Last question. Out of the two of you, who owe 50 Cent money?
Da Vinci.
Asiana. Asiana for sure owes 50 money.
Look at him.
For sure.
Where do you think he got those shades
Asiana. Yeah, I ain't going to put her business out there, but she owes him money.
Y'all, I don't owe nobody.
She owes him money. That's why she started working with Mary J. Blige instead. She was like, you know,
this my son. I got him. I look out for him.
Nah, that's cool.
He going to owe me, too. Me and 50 on you now.
Well, yo, man, y'all shine it brightly. Make sure y'all catch the movies on Lifetime. Mary J. Blige's Real Love premieres Saturday, June 10th. And Mary J. Blige's Strength of a Woman on the following Saturday, June 17th. Yo, man, thank y'all so much for stopping by.
Appreciate
y'all.
And be sure y'all stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Yes, sir.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
If you ever thought about crossing Erykah Badu, you might want to think again, son. So on Monday, we talked about Erykah sharing a clip of Blueface's new song, which features pregnant women and him talking bad about them, right? So she saw it on IG stories, and she was saying he's trash, and universe do your thing. Well, when Erykah Badu talks, do universe listens? Because a few days later, Blueface got arrested while in court on attempted murder charges. Talk about a quick turnaround.
Rapid. Right.
Erykah Badu has a direct line.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Does, let me tell you something. It ain't just to call Tyrone.
Okay. Erykah Badu's ancestors are faster than Speedy Gonzalez. Okay.
She got the Karma Prime app.
Okay.
Same day delivery.
Okay. And I'm scared of Erykah. I love her deal. I was just with her the other day,
I
honey.
Love her, too.
And, baby, this girl said my shirt looked like a sweet potato. So
I love her.
She said that to your face?
You said thanks?
She is so fun, though. Yeah. I love her.
I feel like sometimes I have a little superpower because I had a family member who got stolen from. And when he got stolen from, the person was just like being antagonizing about it. And so I went to the person, I said, if you don't give my family member back their money, you gonna die about that money.
Oh.
And he died.
Oh my God.
Like a couple months later, died from a nut allergy. And he knew he was allergic to nuts.
Human?
Wait, what?
No. You're not talking about the No.
No.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.